KC and the Sunshine Band.
Woo-hoo.
Get down tonight. On WKGC, 90.7 FM and HD.
That would be assuming I was like on a ladder or something.
I mean, it. At your rate, it would take you all night to get down.
That's right. It would. That song's going to have to be longer than 305, too. Anyway,
I'm not willing to get back up.
Anyway, I'm Tom Hoots.
I'm Caleb Jordan.
And we're here with Dennis Dylan Schneider and Boomer Bill. And I'm not sure. I'm feeling a little scared.
Oh, as you should be.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's take a quick stab at a few of the things that Dennis is going to be telling you what not to do.
Obviously, one of the best things you can enforce in yourself mm-hmm. when you're working with a computer or a phone is not give any information out.
Nope.
Don't answer the phone if you don't know who it is. If it's not in your address book and it's not someone that's in your contacts, let the thing go to voicemail mm-hmm. and then delete it. Don't sit there and keep answering the phone and saying, oh, hi, how are you? Oh, I owe what on the Social Security?
If your bank calls you or your credit card company calls you, they will have your information.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they will.
Yeah. My bank does not need my Social Security number or my date of birth.
No, they don't.
They mm-hmm. will. They will. Because you've already set up an account, they will have that information. You do not have to give it to you if someone claiming to be your bank calls you.
Yeah.
As my understanding, most government agencies will not call. They will send you a letter.
They will send you a certified letter first to let you know that they need to contact you and mm-hmm. want you to call them.
Mm-hmm.
Not the in the reverse that you call and they call you.
And the basic thing is if you've never gotten a call from somebody before, let it go to voicemail. Everybody realizes now the people that you're doing business with, if it's a new number from your dentist office or something like that, they'll understand that, well, they might not have I might not be in that contact list, so it's not showing up on their phone. I'll just tell them, you know, this is so-and-so from the doctor's office. Please give us a call when you can.
Correct. Yeah. And add that person that you know as soon as you know. If you've got a new doctor, add them into your phone. Make it easier on yourself so that when that doctor's office calls mm-hmm. you, yeah. Now they do use different numbers, but if you've got a number that keeps trying to call you and the number keeps changing, that's a big red flag that someone is trying to scam
now,
immediately.
That whole business where some of these people are... They're adding a number at 850 area code kind of thing, but they're really calling from somewhere halfway around the world. That's called spoofing, is it not?
Yes.
That's spoofing a number.
They are spoofing another number that's actually live and using it. So when they call you and you answer the phone, you've just added your number to them to be able to spoof you.
So they call me, I answer the phone. They get my number, and then they turn around and call Caleb, and he'll answer the phone because it shows up on his phone as my number.
It'll show up as your number, but not your identification.
Right.
Even if he has you as mm-hmm. the contact, because it's being spoofed, it's still showing up as the number coming through the architecture.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if I call you, don't answer. That would be the safest thing. Is that what I'm getting out of this?
And I wait for the antiquated text message to verify
yes.
really something you
mm-hmm.
need. And one of the big things with this, these current scams that are going around, is they're not hacking your accounts. They're not hacking into from the login somewhere. They are social engineering.
They are social engineering. They want information and they want data, but they want to find more individuals to use so they can put them into the robots that are out there on the network, the internet, that they can use, and on the dark web, that use your information to do their dirty work.
Mm-hmm. And it's getting progressively easier to get the information from a person than it is to go in and break into some database and get it from there, which is why this is being so prevalent recently.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at the malware that's been out with ransomware. What is the largest target that they like to target now?
It would probably be municipalities, wouldn't it? Or they've done municipalities and hospitals.
Yes, and the number one target is universities and schools.
Oh,
why?
Really?
Yes, because they are open architectures.
Ooh.
because anyone can walk into the Gulf Coast right now, into the ATC, walk through a door, go to any computer and start working on it.
Mm.
So we are open architecture for them to attack. Even though we have an IT department that's protecting us as much as they can, we are the target because our data deals with social engineering with our students. And that's what so they're looking for.
Doesn't this keep our IT people awake at night?
Oh, yes.
No. Okay. Now I know why they're so jumpy all the time. But no, can you imagine? I mean, just there's hundreds of open classroom computers in this building right now.
Yes.
I could walk in next door into one of these architecture labs and just start working.
And Rhonda's probably never getting a night's sleep anymore.
No. Okay. I'm sorry, Rhonda. I shouldn't have said that, but.
Well, let me ask this, and I think it's something that may be affecting a lot of people listening, is that I've had my computer for a good bit of time, and it's just getting slower and slower and slower. Now, I don't think it's getting weaker and weaker and weaker. I just think there's something on it that my choice seems to be either to get another computer or to have that one refresh some way.
It's better to refresh it. Getting a new computer is great, but what you can do there is get rid of data that you have that you don't need anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a lot of data on your computer and you're consuming up all your resources, throw that data on a USB external drive, set that off to the side, and just use your computer to do whatever you need for that program.
Mm-hmm.
Data and all that and all the extra little information, if you go out in cookies and you go to this website, that website, you're downloading all this information that's being put onto your computer that needs to be cleaned up. So always scan and clean your hard drive, but keep your data on a different drive, an external drive, so that you're not using up all your resources. And then the biggest thing that makes a computer faster is memory. If you increase your memory, you're faster with your computer data being sent back.
So it's not necessarily bugs that are slowing it down.
Unless you've got actual ants in your computer actual, case.
They will slow it down, yes.
But they are the smartest ants in the colony.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we got to...
Can we take a break
we
now,
We got to verify that right quick.
Let's take a break.
We'll be back with Professor Dillard Schneider and Boomer Bill right here on The Mix.